all jacked up. Thousands of people get their day started with a stop at the local We Are Hipper Than You coffee house. And every show from Friends to Frasier has a coffee house where their characters hang out. Coffee is huge. But I was a heavy coffee drinker long before there was a Starbucks in every corner. I have a bumper sticker on my car that says, I was coffee before coffee was cool. It is right next to another sticker. Coffee lovers do it with bitterness. I love coffee. I like to be totally wired. Some people cut back when coffee makes them jumpy. I drink cup after cup until my hands are shaking like the paint can mixers at Sears. It was bad in high school. I drank coffee before school, after school, and during school. I walked down the halls with a thermos attached to my belt. I thought about coffee all day. The other kids in metal shop made lamps. I made a Mr. Coffee machine. In college, it was worse. I drank so much coffee, I didn't sleep for all 8 years. My eyes had more bags than a socialite takes on a trip to the south of France. It finally ended when I graduated. I moved into a cave with some bears just to get some sleep. I remember the first time I tried coffee. My dad let me have a sip of his cup. It was bitter and gritty. It tasted like it came from an airplane engine. My face puckered up and then caved in on itself. I looked like a 7-year-old doing an impression of Bob Dole. Little did I know that years later I would buy an industrial-strength espresso maker that costs more than a Lexus. It does everything. It makes coffee. It makes espresso. It has a computer screen linked to the internet that tracks international coffee shipments, so I know when the freshest beans will get to my store. I like strong coffee. So strong my head snaps back and I yell, "Yow! That is strong coffee." Remember that news story about a lady who sued McDonald's because she spilled her coffee and burned herself? She said McDonald's coffee was too hot. I don't think coffee is ever hot enough. I want it so hot it burns an ulcer in my stomach the size of a hockey puck. When I buy coffee, I want them to hold the cup with metal tongs while wearing asbestos suits and welding masks. One of my favorite places to drink coffee is in the car. Once I drove from California to Texas. I drove the whole way without getting out of the car. I equipped my rental with a 20-gallon industrial coffee urn and a big box of Depends. Many coffee junkies collect mugs. I have everything from promotional mugs with company names on them to a mug I made in summer camp that is shaped like the head of an Indian chief. I also own the world's biggest mug. It looks like a grain silo the Army could use to launch missiles in case of a nuclear attack. I love coffee houses. For the true coffee lover, a coffee house is a religious experience. In fact, I would love to go to Mass at Starbucks. That way, I could sit all Sunday morning reading the paper and not miss church. After Mass, they could have bingo in the basement. I used to party with all the heavy coffee drinkers, Mrs. Olson, Juan Valdez. But you have to be careful with coffee. People lose control. I see them strung out sitting on the sidewalk outside coffee houses, begging for anything. "You got any lattes, man?" "I just need a cappuccino." They started innocently enough. A few cups of coffee with friends. They were social drinkers. But soon they were in a bad part of town listening to people whispering, "What do you need?" "I just picked up some killer Colombian mocha. I've got a pot of it right here. Just try a cup, man." Eventually they lost everything. Job, home, Radio Shack, Battery Club card. Their only hope is to face their demons in a 12-step program. "Hi, my name is Joe. I'm a coffeeholic." The group responds together warmly, "Hi, Joe."